That's 10, eh? I think that's 10. And from what I'm looking at, that's 10.
That was an epic sale.
That's excellent from me once again. This is an intro that I got on the money. Boom. It's me. Go Buckets. We are back.
I think it's time you let other people do it.
Yeah, you need to be more creative, man.
let other people just do it. You know, this is terrible.
I think we're tired of the boom, man.
Oh, please.
Stop keeping us in a really box, bro.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Oh, you people, please. You guys are haters, man. I came in solid with that intro. But anyway, let's continue. It's the goal.
You sound like a sick man.
I was actually sick a few days ago. That's why we didn't do the episode.
That's not why, but just let it go.
Okay, man, we're back again. It's been a while. I don't know that people missed us like that because we actually had a silent episode that we didn't actually push, but still did some numbers. But you know what? Let's not toot our own because we're back. This is the Go Buckets podcast. I'm your host, Yaga, and I'm here again with the usual suspects, you know. I've been dying to have this episode, man. And we're even recording early, so my energy is high. It's up. You get plus Arsenal won 5-1 again yesterday. Fantastic performance. You know, the fourth best team in the league once again. Back where we deserve to be. You know, the less said about that, the better. Because I don't want to hear about people talking about their club going on an 8-game away streak or something. Who cares? We are fourth.
United, man. We are Red Devils.
Explain to me how come Arsenal is still ahead of you. What's going on?
Because we're a better team. You didn't consider that.
It's just luck, man. I blame Mourinho, man. Mourinho's time was so trash. So the recovery period is quite
slow, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've not even introduced the team properly. But I want to say hi. Shout out to everyone that listens to us. How are you guys doing? That's you guys. And then, of course, like I said, the usual suspects are here. And we've not heard from them for like 2 weeks now. So, Kevaria, 2 weeks. How's it been?
Everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Can't complain.
Well, of course, cool as usual. And he has fans for all this cool nature that he produces like right now. But anyway, let's go to Hamzat, who the reason why we had a silent episode that we didn't post or push was because he was not there. So we can't even say, how come you're not there that time? But why weren't you there? The guy them didn't release you.
I had some personal matters to attend to.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with the silence.
Are you sure if he was there? are you saying if he was there, he was going to rescue the episode?
No. It's not like
I don't know you, but shout out to you.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you too, Fisayo. I don't know you either.
Yeah, shout out to you, sister Fisayo.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's get back. Let's go to the nitty gritty. Let's see what's on the docket. Let's see what's on the docket real quick. And by the way, the mics sound great. I don't know. Maybe it's because we haven't spoken to them for 2 weeks now. But anyway, first on the docket, yesterday was the El Clasico. I don't know why they call it El Clasico because one team keeps winning. But whatever, they call it El Clasico for some of its purposes. It ended. He ended 3-0 in Santiago Bernabéu. Mind you, it was 1-1. It was 1-1 at...
I said this 3 weeks ago, Santiago Bernabéu.
Leo didn't do jack yesterday.
It's true. Your Leo didn't do jack, though. That's true talk right there.
But still, it's still his home ground. All he needs to do is just mentor his young guns to...
You mean young gun Suarez that is like 37 years old?
Dembele was the man of the match.
Okay.
Let's forget about Suarez.
Yeah,
Suarez
is
an inconsistent foul.
But when he scores in bunches, though.
Tell Lionel Messi to mentor Semedo. MPK.
Messi can play a lot of positions except defense.
Yeah, but that's true, though. But like, what did you think about Vinicius, though? Vinicius Jr. Big teeth Vinicius Jr., man. What do you think about him? That guy was killing Semedo yesterday. Some Barcelona fans I spoke to didn't want to give it up for him. They were like, oh, Semedo didn't try.
I felt he had a good game.
Semedo actually tried. I'm not going to lie to
him.
He tried.
Semedo tried to you, Kivara.
You tried.
Semedo had a bad game, please. Let's be honest.
He tried for me. I just think the guy is good, man.
No, that Vinicius guy
Vinicius
is very good.
Is good. I don't think, okay, most of the time, like most of those encounters, I don't think there was much more he could do. That's my opinion. So
yeah, that's true, because like Vinicius was on
the
fire.
Guy
that's the point I was trying to make earlier, though. You know, it was more
like
about
what more could
Semedo
do?
Right hand side. Yeah. There was no support for Semedo most
like,
of the time.
Exactly. If
it was
saying,
just isolated against Vinicius and that kind of situation. Even Reguilon was, it was basically 2-on-1, Reguilon and Semedo and Vinicius against Semedo alone, and there was nobody giving Semedo back up, so I can't really blame him.
Because if we're saying Semedo had a terrible game, then what more could have he done in those situations if you think he was that bad? I don't think there was more he could have done.
I don't think
like
so.
Like Hamza said, he was isolated, like, so, yeah.
But then Vinicius is actually skilled at beating defenders 1-on-1, man. Vinicius was tearing Semedo. There was a time he caught Semedo, then PK came for his own dude. You know, PK came for his
dude. If that ball went in, like, they would have just used that goal for YouTube, like.
One thing again, Seth, another thing is, where did Reguilon come from? Did anyone know who Reguilon was before a couple of months back? Because
all I know is that he's doing a better job than Marcelo.
Yeah, because at least he tracks back.
Did you see Marcelo whiling out on the bench after?
Yeah.
Was it the second or the third goal?
He should have started. That's the problem. He thinks he should have started, but I don't think he should have started.
Yeah, Reguilon is doing a good enough job.
He's been a liability.
Yeah, but like, I don't know why they're doing Marcelo like that. Why don't Real Madrid respect their legends, though? I mean, Marcelo has a Champions League.
What they need right now. Zidane said last year that they need to revamp the squad. That the old squad is this thing. And that's basically why he left. But, you know, they didn't take the hint and then they are suffering, you know.
But let me ask you a question, though. Do you think, like, how I put it now, do you think Solari is actually doing a good job as a Barcelona fan? From what you have seen, I know you have.
Done a better job than you expect than I expected. Well, that's the truth, because, you know, my budget at third or so right now. I expected it to be sixth at this stage.
Bias aside,
they're doing a good job.
All right, let me test your bias one more time. Now, if Barcelona do not have Lionel Messi, do they have the same success that Real Madrid are having right now without Cristiano Ronaldo? I want to hear your unbiased take right now. Unbiased.
If the manager is Ernesto Valverde, no.
Oh, thank God. I thought we were going to say something about Frankie de Jong is a superstar, so they are going to be better. Well, what?
We are yet to see Valverde will be this player. So, for one, I can see, if Valverde is still the coach and Messi is gone, we are in trouble.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Sha, but
I saw one like picture, like like a point in the game where Valverde was on one knee and watching the game.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
He was some technical mastermind, like he was cooking or something.
He tries sometimes. He tries, though. He tries those tactical poses. He knows how to pose. Like Jose Mourinho, another poser too. But let's move away from our Spanish league correspondent and let's go to a league where the top four clubs in the league presently do not include Manchester United. But anyway,
so that's good to know.
That's good to know, because whatever they are doing over there, they can have as many streaks as they like. They are not in the top four yet. Now let's talk. There's just one. This
I'm
topic.
Just glad we're gonna face Arsenal again. I'm gonna give it to you guys one more time.
I beg.
Let's see if you stay in the top four.
We'll see now. There's actually one topic in my head right now. Yeah, let's talk about Tottenham. You get just short. I have not, you know, I don't like Tottenham. Is widely known, or widely known. I do not like Tottenham.
In other words, water is wet.
It's widely known. You get, but can we talk about how those guys bottle things though? They were in the title race 2 weeks ago, but take a look at the table right now.
In some people's minds, they were not in mine.
Were they ever in the title race? I don't think.
I don't know who taught them. Who said they were in the title race?
They were 3 points behind Man City, though.
I don't even think they were in the title race from game week one. They were never in the title race from the first week of the season. They were never
because
in the
they have
race.
This. They have this, you know, thing that they do here, where they do as if they are competing for the top, but they're competing for the bottom. For instance,
I think all they have is some. I think they just have staying power, something like that. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
I get.
They always find a way to be in and around such positions every time. Despite the fact that there's nothing special about them or anything fantastic about the team.
I mean, they beat German Bottling.co FC Borussia Dortmund 3-0 recently, so you know.
Just a reminder that TY is a support that club.
I support Dortmund. That's my team. But like,
okay, are you complaining about Bottling?
They bottled too, because I can't believe that we're actually going to lose the league to Bayern Munich with what we were doing. But whatever.
Not confirmed. You guys won this weekend, so I doubt that.
Yeah, but the way we are playing, I don't like. How can we lose 3-0 to Dortmund? We better come to Tottenham. We better come and gnash them like 5-0 at Westfalen. But anyway, moving from that, let's talk about disrespect. At the EFL Cup final, # the final that nobody cares about. between Manchester City and Chelsea Football Club.
Man, I didn't see that coming.
Let me give you a sort of history for people that want to hear this. Chelsea lost 6-0 to this same team a couple of weeks back. So, of course, people were like, oh, Chelsea are going to lose this game. No need. But Chelsea actually gave a good account of themselves and they took this game to penalties. Or wait, they took this game to the 111th or 17th minute of the extra time. Now, on the 117th minute of extra time, the goalkeeper, the person that moves the least on the pitch, suffers cramp. Kepa Arrizabalaga. You are the goalkeeper, you move the least and you suffer cramp.
Man, the way you're nervous.
Let's address that. That's number one down. Now, okay, fine. Now you are suffering from cramp. The coach sees, oh, my keeper is suffering from cramp. Oh, can I call Bowdead Mafia to come and keep Mr. Caballero? Caballero comes out. Oh, sure. I know how to save penalties anyway.
He comes out twice.
I know how to save penalties anyway. So he's coming out. So they go to the fourth official. I want to remove the goalkeeper that is suffering from cramp. Kepa, please come out. Suddenly, Kepa is like, no, I won't come out. Over my dead body. I won't come out. Definitely not me. I'm not coming out. And then Sachi loses his mind. Now let's address this.
Sorry,
I said Sachi. Sachi is a great coach, by the way. Big up Sachi, you know, AC Milan and that Catenaccio, those guys. Big up you. But Sarri ball palsy, this guy. He loses his mind. And then he tells Zola, get this Kepa guy off the pitch. David Luiz goes to Kepa and starts talking under his tone. And then I'm like, where is the goddamn captain of this football club? Can't the captain go and meet Kepa and take him off the pitch or something? That's 2-3 issues now. Let's talk about them one by one. Number one, what did you think about Kepa refusing to leave the pitch? Let's talk. Hamzat, what do you think? Why do you think Kepa refused? Is this lack of respect for the coach? Or just believing in himself too much?
Both.
You think it's both?
It's both, really. Think about it, yeah. Because I have no idea why anybody would want to, your coach would want to take you off and then you deny or you say you don't want to be taken off and stuff like that.
Okay.
There's just no logic behind it.
That's you.
But then I think, yes, then... Well, I just think that maybe, yes, there's a possibility there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, possibly.
There was a misunderstanding in the whole process. I have a feeling Kepa probably asked to be subbed out first, and then he realized he was not injured, and then he said, okay, no, I'm fine. And then Sarri took it the wrong way. I don't think he had much to do with the penalty shootout. I honestly don't think so. Because they could have done that anyways in this other period, before penalties. So you get what I'm saying?
All right.
I've still done that before the penalty shootout started. So I don't think he had much to do with the penalty shootout.
Okay, man. Then, Kivaria, what did you think about Sarri's reaction? The way he tore his jacket. Poof. He started walking. He did as if he wanted to leave the stadium. But then he was like, I'm dramatic. Let me turn back. They looked somehow full. What do you think about Sarri's reaction there?
I think it's
overly dramatic.
Not overly dramatic. I don't think it's overly dramatic. I think all of us, or most of us, maybe if you're cool and calm and collected, then you might not. But most of us in that situation might have done the same. I would have done the same. I would have lost it.
But would you have left? Would you have rated Sarri if he actually left through the tunnel and left the whole place and went to the top to the changing room?
He was going to leave his job in the end. Yes, no problem.
I would have actually respected him if he left, but
he didn't leave. So you think he's a coward?
I don't know. I actually like the guy, so I can't say he's a coward. But if he left, my respect for him wouldn't have gone. Respect for him actually went when he didn't stand his ground, and remove
the guy.
Because if it was me, that's where my respect for him actually went. It's not like when he was walking out, but when he just allowed Kepa have his way. Because if it was me, I would just sit on my seat and say, let this football match
stop.
Just be on pause for 30 minutes. Let's just all wait until the guy decides to leave the pitch.
I know one coach that actually do that, though. Sir Alex Ferguson.
Of course.
Mourinho
too would have done
that. A lot of coaches would have done. I don't think...
Trapattoni, Capello, Lippi, Sacchi.
Any City player right now can do that to Pep Guardiola. I doubt.
There's
no City player in that City team right now that can even try that against Pep Guardiola.
They won't play for a long time.
Seriously, I would have said the game would have remained at 117 minutes for half an hour if they had to, until the guy walked off the pitch.
Another thing though, what did you think about the role of Azpilicueta, the captain of the team? He's just standing aside and not acting, being proactive with the whole situation.
Did you watch yesterday's game?
What happened in yesterday's game?
Even opposition players don't respect him.
So you think that Chelsea have a leadership problem?
I just don't think he's captain material. Simple.
Yeah.
That also goes down to management. It depends on the type of captain you call a captain. You know, there are those managers that, I don't know, choose a captain based on maybe how many years they've been in the club, their experience, or maybe on skill, like Messi. Maybe Messi's captaincy from time to time is because he's the best player.
Mm-hmm.
But Messi, to be honest, is not the most vocal player.
He's
the best player on the pitch. So, yeah, I can understand that choice. But then there are managers that choose a captain maybe because he's a leader. He's the most vocal. So, yeah, it's all down to management, the type of captain you want. And as for Laquita not doing that, man, it's just character. You can't change someone's character. It's your made him captain. That's
your choice.
Down to the management. So that's the management's fault. You can't blame Azpilicueta for that.
Okay, I have a question. Yeah. Are you guys listening?
Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah. So the question I have is this: concerning captains. Yeah, are you listening? Concerning captains.
Mm-hmm.
You know the captains of old that were so great, the types of Maldini, Pavel Nedved, Roy Keane, Patrick Vieira, Rio Ferdinand, when captains were really captain, Steven Gerrard. Are those types of captains going out of fashion in football?
Yeah.
Is there any captain are there any captains right now that actually have that leadership quality? In my head, I can only count maybe two, and that's this guy in Real Madrid, Sergio Ramos, and probably Giorgio Chiellini. Apart from those two, I can't see any other captain of any.
Godin.
Okay, I can give him.
Okay, yeah,
I can give him half.
Slightly give you that one.
But do you think that the captains?
Company.
Huh?
Company.
Nah, man, company ain't like that.
Ashley Young.
Ashley Young is like that, actually.
He's actually like that, but then
nobody rates him enough to.
But I don't rate him.
That's the problem.
I don't rate
him. Just about the
even with his, even with the with his cross yesterday for the goal.
Yeah, I still don't rate him.
Anyway, man, so are you, do you guys agree that those type of captains are actually going out of style?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, actually, very rare.
They are rare captains. Gone are the days of them cows Puyol, man. That's a great captain right there. Anyway.
Puyol is the reason PK is anything in his career right now.
Yeah, Puyol is a good captain.
So is there anything that we haven't touched on? Oh, yeah, we've not touched about the brilliance of yesterday.
The brilliance of yesterday.
You know,
I'm talking about if it's Arsenal, man.
Arsenal, or because I saw several brilliant performances yesterday, and I'm sure.
Let's talk about which one you're talking about,
but it's definitely not Arsenal, right?
We're still on Kepa. Mm-hmm. You guys are, you guys understand the. You're cool with the fining and the
benching, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's fine. So it looks like we have touched everything there.
Yeah, yeah. How about how Liverpool scored 6 goals?
Five. It was 5. 3 assists from TAA and 2 assists from
Robertson. Why are you facing the field, Liberia?
Oh, sorry.
It's 5.
5 or 6, sorry. They scored a lot of goals. And then their star man was not among the goals won. And he's not among the assists as well. So was Salah on that pitch yesterday or what?
Man, Salah should just get out of here.
I should ask some FPL managers, was your player on that pitch?
He did the worst thing I could do to my FPL, but we're going to bounce back, you get. It is what it is, you know. We'll bounce back, it's fine. Let's go to basketball real quick. Okay, not really real quick, but let's be on basketball right now. So, apart from the MVP race, yeah, the biggest storyline or narrative of the basketball season right now is, will the Lakers make the playoffs?
I didn't know the Lakers still play basketball, though.
They won yesterday, so we have to give them some respect.
Still in the NBA the National Basketball Association.
They won today. They beat Pelicans.
Move to WNBA or something. No, okay. All jokes aside.
Are the Lakers making the playoffs?
My honest answer is no.
You think they are not going to make the playoffs? A team with LeBron James?
Come on, Kiberia. The truth is, but I think they were scared too.
They were scared too.
Aren't particularly playing well. What's the name of the other team above them? The San Antonio Spurs are also not playing well.
Yeah, that's what's annoying me.
And it might just come down to staying power. There's just nothing there.
The worst team in Los Angeles.
The funny thing is, the Lakers can still finish in the top 4 in the West. The team that is fourth is not so far from the Lakers. You know that.
Yeah, but have you guys checked the schedule? Your schedule.
It's not so bad. It's just the Bucks and a couple of games against Toronto.
Bucks, Toronto, Philly. 2 games Bucks, 2 games Philly. 2 games one game Philly, 2 games Toronto. That's five games.
We have 18 plus games, so we have 18 games to go. That's fair enough.
Okay, we'll see. But let me tell you something. I got some jokes to let off if LeBron doesn't make that playoff, though. I have some jokes.
I have jokes, too. I have jokes.
LeBron is a beast in the playoffs, man. So I'm sure he's going to want to make it to those playoffs. By all means.
If he doesn't make the playoffs, just start calling him the Beast of the East. Or call him Asun. Asun, if I know you know what Asun means, Amzat. It is good too, but like fried, like
goat meat.
Anyway, I think we've touched everything, man. We just did the basketball real quick because, you know, not a lot of narratives are going around.
What about the Flash, man, yesterday?
Yeah, the Flash beat Golden State, you know.
Yeah,
as a Golden State fan, the number one thing I want to say is that, you know, that haircut isn't it, bro. That haircut is bad.
That's a dope haircut.
It's not it, chief.
It's trash. The thing is actually trash. It's trash.
But I'm happy that it's you that shot the ball and, you know, and he entered the gate, because like KD choked. Let me say that KD choked, but he's my guy too. But it has to be said, you choked that free throw before they hit that game winner.
Hey, wait, let's talk about. I don't think we've got to talk about the All Star weekend. Let's talk about that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to say KD did. Okay, KD's my guy, man. But I don't know. Maybe because he was on the winning team and there was no other.
I want to be sure you're not about to say what I think you're about to say.
Yeah, talk.
He's my guy and all. Maybe they were struggling to find someone that actually played outstanding in that LeBron's team.
There was nobody that played outstanding in any team.
No, Giannis was playing well, relax.
What? How many points did Giannis drop?
Giannis was almost on 40. He was playing well, yeah. Relax.
Giannis was the best player on that court.
He was the best player on that court.
So, dunks don't count, you know that, right?
But they lost, so...
So, yeah, I'm just guessing it's because he's on the winning team and they're struggling to find, like, someone who actually played well on that winning
dunks,
team.
Yeah. Speaking of dunks, yeah, who saw the dunk fest between Kuzma and LeBron yesterday? Like, they actually had their own dunk contest on the Pelicans.
Yeah, so it was
for
cool.
Like a three-minute period, it was all dunks. Kuzma, LeBron.
Yeah, you can see all those dunks, yeah, but later LeBron will go to the locker room if they lose and start talking about... Is their focus on basketball? Are they having distractions?
Hopefully we see those dunks in the playoffs.
Yeah,
amen. Hopefully.
We won't want to miss those dunks. Lakers,
yes.
We won't want to miss those dunks in the playoffs. Did you see one video though of LeBron busting a 16, shaking his head and writing about a rap? Did you see?
I would love to see that.
on 2 Chainz's new album, it's as if he has a feature on there.
MC Braun.
MC Braun.
That's...
Let me ask you a question, a real question though. What do you think the first two lines of a LeBron verse would be? Hamzat?
First two lines of a LeBron verse?
Yeah.
Something about being the greatest and something about being the king.
As if you know. As if you know. He will say something about.
And something about.
You say something about against all odds. I'm the king for. I'm a kid from Akron.
Yeah.
Three rings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the line. Abi Kivari, what do you think his first two lines would be? His first two lines of
him. About being a king. The kid from Akron.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And maybe
this guy is corny.
Maybe if he's petty, he might throw in at the 3-1 this thing.
I doubt. Especially because we are beating them.
That was sting, though.
Eh?
So that was sting, though.
Or you talk about being top 10 in scoring and assist.
He would probably throw in that 3-1. Like, you heard his...
No, you say, I conquered the greatest. I'm the greatest because I conquered the greatest.
You heard his interview when he was like, that right there, that win right there, made me the greatest player of all time. I beg.
That guy should go and chill. But whatever, man, I've touched on every...
Such a self-absorbed.
We've touched on every topic, man. It's great to be back. And we are nicely thankful for being back. Are we going to be recording episodes this early every time, Hamzat, or this is just a once in a while?
This is just once in a while.
Okay, man, it's all good. We have come to the end of the show. It's great to have these guys here talking sports again. The Gold Buckets podcast. You should check Anchor for our latest episodes when this is going to go out. And what else again? Oh, yeah, our Instagram account is actually on fire right now. It's actually being underused. Meanwhile, our Twitter account has gone dormant for a bit because apparently it's better I just use my account to do it. Anyway, that's that one. We've come to the end of the show. Any last words from you guys?
Nah, just stay safe, man. Thanks for listening.
Hamzat, any last words from you?
Watch out, Real Madrid.
Like what? They're going to win the Champions League.
No, we're playing them again on Saturday.
In Santiago Bernabeu again.
Yes.
Wow.
This time Messi might turn up.
Okay, we'll see.
Vinicius, try and it's not hard to put the ball in the net. Just aim. It's in the middle, like
he keeps bending his body. He always
when you see it. The crowd, try
and put center. The ball down.
Yeah.
All right, man. Bye, everybody, man. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Good night, guys.
Safe.